But also, like, I have heard many people saying, yeah, that like Czech Republic is so cheap, you know, like a lot of foreigners saying that beer is cheaper than water, which can be good too.
Wow, that's good.
So actually, a lot of people are saying that the city center of Prague is as if like more and more abandoned in a way. So there used to be a lot of Airbnbs, right? But then the pandemic came and now like a lot of the apartments are empty.
Hello everyone, my name is Adu and this is Expats Exposed, honest conversations with expats around the globe. This podcast is brought to you by Ready Go Expat. For videos about life in different countries, interviews with expats and travel guides, go to youtube.com/ReadyGoExpat. Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're here with my friend Susanna. She is from Slovakia, but we met in China, in Qingdao, my first year in China. We worked at the same school. We also lived together for a year. And then I left Qingdao. She spent a couple more years there. And she is now living in the Czech Republic. So we're going to talk about her experience in the Czech Republic, how it was to move there, challenges, and what is it like to live in the Czech Republic. So hello, Susanna.
Hi, good to see you.
Good to see you too. It's we're recording this on April 11th, 2021. Mm-hmm. So can you first, before we start, can you tell us a bit about the pandemic restrictions there?
Yeah, so it's quite a funny story. Yeah, so we are still under lockdown. And maybe as people know, I don't know if anybody has heard the news, but we have been, or the Czech Republic has been like one of the worst countries when it comes to the number of COVID cases. So we are still under lockdown, but the lockdown is going to end actually tomorrow. So they are going to reopen primary schools and some shops. And that's basically all. Everything else is going to stay closed until it gets better again.
And you got the vaccine already, right?
Yes. Okay. I'm the lucky one because I'm a teacher. So basically some professions, for example, doctors have already been vaccinated. Teachers have already been vaccinated. Then people working in the police, fire stations, they have been vaccinated too. And people who are older than 60 years old, I think.
Great. That's great. Okay. So first of all, can you talk about your background? Like I already mentioned you were born in Slovakia, but then talk about moving to China and then moving to where you are now.
Shortly, I guess.
Don't worry about the time.
So I'm from Slovakia. I was born and raised there and I studied there until basically I finished my university there. But during my, as you mentioned, that I worked in China, because during university years, I spent like one summer in Shanghai, actually, where I did an internship. And after that summer, I decided I would like to, like, I wanted to spend more time there. So after university, I decided to apply for a job in China, in Qingdao, where I spent 3 years. And I worked there as a teacher for a language school. And I traveled a bit, like in Asia. And yeah, basically just in Asia. And then I moved to the Czech Republic, yes, right after that, where I've been working as a teacher too.
So where are you now in the Czech Republic?
It's a city called Kladno, and it's very close to Prague. It's like a 20-minute drive from Prague. So it's not very far from there.
Okay. Yeah. And when you got, like, I know that I was talking to Alex, my friend, who I mentioned it, him to you. He lived 15 years in the Czech, in Slovakia, in Bratislava, and then he moved to New York. So I recorded with him, and then and then I asked him about Slovak and Czech, how different, how similar they were, the languages. So when you moved there, I'm just assuming you didn't have any problems with the language, right?
No, basically they, like, we understand each other. However, I have to say that, for example, some people that I met told me that they didn't understand like some of the things I said. So for example, especially like younger generation, they have a problem understanding if you speak like too fast, but only sometimes, only some people, I don't know why. but basically, and some words are different too. So this might be a problem. So basically, when I speak with somebody here, and I know that I'm about to use a word that is not the same with Czech, I just use the Czech word instead, you know, just to avoid the trouble of explaining what I mean. So
but
sometimes it is like that. Yeah.
That's interesting. But when you start speaking, do they know immediately that you were not born there?
Yeah, of course. It sounds different. Like the accent is different, pronunciation is different. Yeah, but we share the same, like we share a lot of words, but we pronounce them in a different way sometimes. So
that's why. Okay. And what about, you mentioned you were 20 minutes from Prague. And the school where you work, is it in Prague?
No, it's in Kladno. So I work for one school in Kladno, and plus we organize our own English courses, but it's all in Kladno.
All right. So what about the people there? Like, are there many foreigners living there? And what about the locals? Can they speak English as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you go to Prague, then there are quite a lot of like international people living there, or like, you know, going there for a holiday and such. So people are used to like communicating in English and so on. That's for sure. I'm not sure, like if you are an expat living here and you want to go to some office, let's say, to sort something out, I'm not sure if they could communicate with you, but I hope that there is at least a person who can speak English at some level. So I would say in Prague, it's not a problem. Probably if you just speak English, it's okay. But if you go to a smaller city, it might be problematic for you to kind of like get around, I would say. In Kladno, though, I think that many people speak English because they work in Prague most of the time. So they just come here to sleep, basically, and then they go to Prague to work. So I think here it's okay. Even like, so Prague and around Prague is fine. Maybe there is another city called Brno, which is in the south of the Czech Republic, which is also quite big. So I think that's more international too. But other than that, yeah, you might be in trouble.
Yeah, I have a friend from Brazil who actually lived in Brno.
Brno, yes.
He is IT professional, and he lived there for 1 year, I think.
And was it okay for him?
It was okay. But I know that he spent a lot of time with the other foreigners who lived there in the same company, etc. Mm-hmm. I remember when I only spent like, I think, 3 days in Prague. Like, and that was many years ago. I know things are different now. That was about like 15 years ago. And I had no trouble. But again, I went mostly to like international areas, touristy areas. So I know it's different. And it was kind of the same in Bratislava. Like, whenever I couldn't speak, I had my friend there who spoke Slovak. So that was okay. I know you're in Prague. I know you're near Prague. So can you talk about the Czech Republic as a whole, but mostly, of course, where you are or Prague? What are the pros and cons of living there? And just before before you answer, I'm saying this because I've been doing like a lot of research about like places where foreigners go, expats, digital nomads, and Prague, the Czech Republic, is always on the top 10 list. So I want you to tell me, like, for someone who's thinking about moving to the Czech Republic, what do you think are the pros and cons of living there?
So I would say it's probably not very expensive to live there, like compared to other European cities. And you can like get to, let's say, Berlin in 5 hours by train, or you can get to Vienna, or you can basically, there are international flights basically everywhere from Prague. So I think this can be kind of crucial for someone like considering living in Europe, then maybe Prague might be a good option. But I would say, yeah, Prague, as it's the capital, so there is everything you need, basically. So there is like a lot of culture, there are places to go, like, you can speak the language, right? Like a lot of people speak English. So there are definitely like expat communities that you can join. There is a lot of going on, of course, not now, but like normally there is. So I think this is definitely like a big advantage, I would say. But also, like, I have heard many people saying, yeah, that like Czech Republic is so cheap, you know, like a lot of foreigners saying that beer is cheaper than water, which can be good too.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. So if you like beer, it's definitely the country to go.
Yes.
So I think this is definitely the best. And it's close to like other big cities and other countries. So Germany is really close. Poland is close. Austria as well. So you can get like everywhere, even by car, if you have a car. I would say it's not so far to drive. So that's definitely good.
What about rent?
Rent?
Yeah, like how when they say rent, like you can also like mention, I don't know, Airbnb in Prague. Do you know how much it would cost?
I don't know about Airbnb, but for example, if you want to rent a studio, you would pay, well, depending on the area, of course, but you would pay around 500 euros, 400 or 500 euros, I would say, for a studio. But of course, if you want it depends on if you want it fully furnished, if you want to be in the city center or on the outskirts. It all depends, of course, on that. Okay. So that's around 400 or 500 euros.
All right. And what about, what you just mentioned, that foreigners think it's cheap there. I really thought it was cheap when I was backpacking in Europe. And then I arrived from Vienna. I took a train to Bratislava. And the currency, I don't know now, but the currency at that time in Bratislava, in Slovakia and the Czech Republic, was not the euros. How is it now?
Yeah, in Slovakia it's euros, but in the Czech Republic it's still Czech crown.
But you're both But you're both part of the EU, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But the Czech Republic keeps its crown. They don't want to convert to euros, because a lot of people always say that it's gonna get more expensive and so basically everybody is like opposed to euro in here, so people don't really want it. But it makes it a little bit troublesome, like if you travel like within Europe and you have to kind of like go and exchange the currency if you go to the Czech Republic, because everywhere, or well, Poland also, in Poland they also don't use euros,
they use the I forgot the name.
Me too. Now I can't remember it either. But
yeah. Zloty, I think.
Zloty.
But I remember the beer as well when I went there, because I only had, of course, local Czech beer, because it's so popular and like it's really good. Really strong as well compared to like Brazilian beer, like fresh. And what would you say are like the cons of living there as a foreigner, for example?
A lot of Czechs would say that living in Prague, as opposed to foreigners, they would say that it's more expensive. Because, for example, even if you just live where we live, which is like a 20-minute drive from Prague, it's already cheaper. Like, it's still quite expensive compared to the rest of the Czech Republic, but it's already cheaper, you know, than living in Prague. So actually, a lot of people are saying that the city center of Prague is as if like more and more abandoned in a way. So there used to be a lot of Airbnbs, right? But then the pandemic came and now like a lot of the apartments are empty. So people are saying that, I think we talked about it actually together. Yes. So a lot of like more and more people are kind of like getting out of the city. So even a lot of people from Prague are considering living, for example, in Kladno, like in the city where I live, or in the countryside somewhere near Prague, because it's getting really more expensive. And I would also say that a con might be, but I guess it's like in every capital, like pollution. So sometimes it can get really polluted, I would say. And if it's a tourist season, if it's like in the summer, let's say, and you live in the city center of Prague, that might be also a little annoying with all the tourists, you know, like constantly going around. But that's not an issue now anymore. But normally it would be. Yeah, so a lot of people complain about that even if they live in the city center, it's like very noisy and But, you know, I think it's everywhere in every capital.
I think so. And it's basically like traveling to Europe in the summer and then in other months. Because summer there is the bridge there.
Charles Bridge.
That bridge. Like, I could barely walk there because there were so many people. In the square where they have the church that they say it's like the Harry Potter church with the clock.
Oh yeah, Harry Potter church. I've never heard that. Okay.
That's what it said on my guide, I think. It's like, it's like the Harry Potter church. But there is the clock there that everybody waits see. Yeah. It was so full of people. But then again, it was summer. Same thing in Rome. Same thing in Lisbon, London. Yeah. So, but about that, we were talking the other day about real estate. And I've also talked to some friends in Toronto, in London, and in Lisbon about real estate. And they all said the same thing, especially Europe, European capitals. Mm-hmm. It's like the center, it's kind of empty now, like Rome, for example. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of empty because Airbnbs, you know, they don't mm-hmm. have any tourists going there. So, and it's also bad for the locals in a way. And mm-hmm. it's, I'm saying bad because it's so expensive now to live there. So they have to move out. Would you say that this is a trend and this is going to continue? Like people are going to start buying places where you live 20 minutes away instead of downtown?
I definitely think so, because actually we recently bought an apartment here. Ooh. And so we talked to a real estate agent as well. And he told us the exact same thing, that like more and more people from Prague are basically leaving Prague. And so he was telling us like to buy, for example, the apartment now, because it's probably going to get even more expensive, you know, like in the future, because it's going to continue. So I think, yeah, definitely, definitely. Yes. But it's because of the, because of the price in Prague, it's like so expensive if you want to live there. So for example, you can buy like a studio for the same price as a 2-bedroom apartment here. But a 2-bedroom, okay, we call it a 2-bedroom, but it's basically 1 bedroom, a living room and a kitchen.
Okay.
But it's like we count it as 2 rooms because living room is a separate room. But basically you have more space for the same money and it's still very close.
Would you said it's 20 minutes to Prague. Can you take a train there? Are there trains?
Yes, there are trains, there are buses. They even want to build like a high-speed train, but you know, in here you never know when it's going to happen.
It's not like
it's
China.
It's a plan. Yeah, it's not like China. Yeah. But there is supposed to be a direct train, which is going to be great, to the airport, and then from the airport to the like city center of Prague. So that would be cool.
That would be cool. Yeah.
And the train station is like a minute from my from our house. So that's
perfect.
Cool.
So next time I visit you, you don't have to be at the airport at 5 a.m. I can just take the train. What about, you mentioned rent, of course, and you said that foreigners say it's cheap to live there. What would you say like about the cost of living? What are other things that you think people should bear in mind before moving there?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to, okay, so let's say if you want to go, I don't know, like grocery shopping and you go to a supermarket, I think, well, what we spend, like I live with Thomas, so we spend like, I would say 60 euros per week on that, like on groceries. And other than that, like, I don't know, it depends on how often you go and eat out. So for example, if you eat out in a restaurant, I think it's going to be around 10 to 12 euros for a meal. If you live in Prague, of course, if you go and eat around lunchtime, they always have some discounts, you know, so there have such a thing as a lunch menu. So you can, I don't know, get food, but for cheaper. So a lot of people do that. And yeah, other than that, I would say if you rent an apartment, they don't usually include utilities. So you have to count that you will have to pay for that, plus the internet as well. So that does, it's usually not included in the price of the apartment or in the rent itself. And what else?
If you
take a metro, yeah. So if you take a metro in Prague, it's like 1 euro for a metro ticket, which is pretty cheap. And you can, I think it's like for 30 minutes. So it's not basically, it doesn't, yeah, it's like time limited. So per 30 minutes, it's 1 euro. And, but there are also like, for example, if you buy, if you're just a tourist coming to a country, you can buy like a 24-hour ticket. I think that's around 4 euros. Then if you buy a monthly ticket, so let's say you live in Prague, then it's going to cost you around 20 euros and so. So it gets cheaper, of course, the longer you buy it for. So there is like a pass, monthly pass, yearly pass as well. So that's, I think, pretty affordable as well.
Would you say that someone who works remotely, for example, mm-hmm. and earns around 1,000 euros, could they live in Prague, single person?
Yes, but not in the city center.
Okay.
In the suburbs or in the outskirts of Prague, probably, yes. Cool. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. And one of the questions I had were like, if you had any tips for foreigners moving there, but I think we covered a lot of things. I have one other question, actually. It's, you left China how long ago?
It It's going to be 3 years in the summer. Time flies.
Time flies.
But it feels as if it was yesterday in a way.
Yes. So can you tell me if there's anything you miss about living in China?
Now, like after being here for quite a long time, I actually feel like going to Asia again. So I would like to go basically again to live there. And why is that? I think like just for the excitement of the like everyday life, you know, because in here, it's kind of like, yeah, like I can get around easily. I know how everything works. Nothing surprises me, which is nice in a way. But on the other hand, you know, like in China, like a lot of crazy things can happen that you don't expect. And I think that makes the life as if like more interesting. I also miss the food. I miss the language as well, because I have been learning Chinese since I left, but it's not the same, you know, if you are not in the country. So I would definitely like start studying again and traveling again. And I miss the people as well, even though, you know, they have a lot of annoying habits, but I think they are still very nice.
Yes.
So yeah, I would definitely go again.
I was recording. So this is going to be the 15th episode of the podcast. I just finished recording episode 14. And what I said was at the end, I said, I wonder if I go back to China now, it's still going to feel like home.
Yeah,
you know, because most of the people there are not there anymore, and so I don't know, like I really don't know. That's something that I wonder sometimes, but I really want to go, as you said, I really want to go back, not only to China, but like I've never been to Singapore, Malaysia. I want to go back to Vietnam. I absolutely love Vietnam. The Philippines is amazing, like hopefully, I mean, borders, pandemic. So hopefully, I don't know when, but we'll do that.
10 years or so, yeah.
Yes, Jesus, I don't know. Especially like you mentioned that Prague, that the Czech Republic has not been doing really well with the COVID cases. My country is like silver medal. Like,
yeah, I know.
It's horrible.
It's all in the news. Don't worry. So,
like, can you believe that we could? I think I told you this before. I don't know. Can you believe that we cannot even go to Argentina, which is like Argentina, Chile, Paraguay, Uruguay. It's kind of like the European Union. It's like we can just walk in anytime. We don't need a passport. They all blocked. Like,
But you know what? This is how I felt like when the pandemic started. And I was in Slovakia at that time. And suddenly, like, the borders closed. And that was such a weird feeling, because I, you know, I would have never said that that could have happened. And it did. So suddenly, like, I don't know, it just made me realize that we really are, because a lot of people think that Slovakia and the Czech Republic, we used to be one country, like, we are really interconnected, But now, like, in this situation, it makes you realize that, no, we are actually, like, two separate countries, and, like, we have borders, and we can close them if something bad happens. So even now, it's not, like, easy for me to go back to Slovakia, because I would need to, like, quarantine, I would need to go for a COVID test. So it kind of makes you realize, you know, that,
but
the world is not such an open space.
But would you say because there's also the border with Germany. Could you go to Germany?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Well, you could if you had, I think, hold on, because they also blocked the Czech Republic. No, we are like Brazil in Europe. Because a lot of Czech people actually work in Germany, you know, so a lot of people go there and they even like travel daily like to Germany because, you know, so I think those people, I think they only allowed to enter to like some professions that they really needed. So, and other people, they were not even allowed to enter for work. I don't know if it has changed or not yet, but I guess not yet. I don't think you can go there as a tourist just like that.
Wow. Yeah, I'm hoping that they're going to open again. They, meaning the EU, is going to open again by the summer, because a lot of countries are going to suffer a lot if they're still closed in the summer, like Italy, Spain, Greece, Portugal. Yeah. So hopefully, and then, you know, we can travel. I mean, especially you there can travel and I can travel as well, hopefully. I don't know about me, but like, hopefully I'll get the vaccine and whatever.
There are even these vaccination trips now. So you can just, I don't know if you've heard, but there are like some agencies offering vaccination trips.
Which countries?
So, I think you can go to Russia and get Sputnik.
Oh my.
But I wouldn't go for that. Yes.
Gosh, like for me to reach Russia, like from here, I don't even know if I can stop anywhere because everywhere's blocked.
Yeah.
There is one country that is open to Brazil and I think to the whole world. It's Mexico. So yeah. And the last thing I want to ask you is actually, can you talk a bit about what you do there with Thomas, how it was when you arrived there, the English school, and then how the classes are going, and also your YouTube channel. Can you talk about it, please?
Yeah, so when we returned from China, basically that was, almost 3 years ago. So we decided we would, set up our own school or at least run our own English courses. So we started with that, in 2018. And it's been going well. Actually, this year, or at the end of last year, or not, in September last year, we even thought about opening like a school in the city center that I'm glad we didn't do now with the pandemic. Yes. But that was an option and you're really close to signing a contract, but we didn't do that. And the reason is because we were getting more and more students, so we wanted to have like bigger space and, so that was kind of the plan. But then, this situation happened. So now most our classes are all online, basically. As I read the news, we could start with having one-on-one lessons, like in person again from next week. So we are probably going to do that. But most of our classes are online now, which is good, though, because, for example, we got also students from elsewhere, not just from this city. But for example, we also have students from other Czech cities or from Slovakia as well.
That's excellent.
So it kind of, So people are trying to like look for some online classes and they found us. So it helped us a little as well. So I think that's good. And we also, work on our YouTube channel.
Can you tell us about the YouTube channel?
So we try to upload videos every 2 weeks, but it's not so regular as with your videos, for example. So we are kind of, we are busy though, we don't have so much time for making the videos, but we are trying to do our best. And actually they have been pretty successful with our students as well. So we use them as a form of like extra practice for them, or they can revise with the videos because there are like grammar videos, but also videos for kids. So people find it useful, I think. So that's what we've been doing.
I really think it's useful, and I like that you use, especially the videos about like vocabulary and stuff. Like I like the way that you and Thomas make the video and everything. And it's really nice. But yeah, so any, just to finish, I'm not gonna ask about your plans because that's like, we shouldn't, that's kind of like, how can I say, it's rude, I think, to ask.
It's
somebody,
rude to ask, yes.
What are your plans for this year? Like, but I just want to know, like, what do you hope, like, if you want to do once this is over? And
So once this is over, which we hope is going to be in the summer, we would like to travel for sure, like for the whole 2 months. So that's my plan, like not to work for 2 months and just to like travel and also go to Slovakia because we haven't been there since Christmas, basically. So I would like to do that. And then in September, if everything goes well, we will see about the school. If we are gonna, it depends on the situation, really, because I'm kind of worried now to, to rent a place for the school because who knows what might happen. And the schools are always like the first places to get closed in the Czech Republic. So I don't think it's very safe now. So we will see. We will try to work on the online business too. We have written a few books too. I don't know if you know.
No, I don't know.
You can buy them on our website.
Okay. I'm going to leave the link here in the show notes. Of course.
Yeah. So maybe we're going to work on it a little bit more. We want to do more videos as well. So we will see how it goes. It's all open.
Yeah.
I decided not to make plans anymore.
Don't. Yeah. Because it's just, I looked at like jobs for the summer. Not for me, but like I've been looking at like websites, TEFL.com, where they have jobs. And some schools are hiring teachers for summer camps in like the UK. Mm-hmm. But other schools are hiring teachers for summer camp online. So because the schools don't know what's going to happen. But can you imagine like having a summer camp for teenagers online?
What a change from the school year, right?
Yeah, exactly.
More screen time. Yay.
Yeah, it's bad. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't really know what's going to happen because I've seen a lot of more jobs like online teaching, a lot. Like, so I don't know. Maybe it's going to be half-half. I don't know.
Yeah. But it's incredible, like, how everybody kind of, like, got used to it in a way. Because I remember, like, a year ago, I actually made a video on how to use Zoom on YouTube because one friend asked me to do so because at their school they didn't know how to do that because everything is in English on Zoom. So I kind of, like, did this, like, you know, step-by-step tutorial for, like, teachers from Slovakia because nobody knew, you know. So that was kind of scary. Like, nobody knew what to do. But I think, like, by this point we are kind of... So that's probably the positive of it, that we know how to use technology more and, yeah, we can get by.
Yeah, I think people have been saying that. We've advanced technology-wise, like, so many years in, like, just 1 year. If you think about, like... Or food apps, there are the common ones, but then restaurants are also having their own apps, creating their own apps, changing their logo, making it like understanding about digital marketing, Facebook marketing, Instagram, everything. So that was that was one of the good things about all of this. If you can,
definitely.
All right. Thank you very much, Susanna, for your time. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
For videos about life in different countries, interviews with expats and travel guides, go to youtube.com/readygoexpat.